song be a style you'll spit shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair, use spit shampoo.
Yes, a pretty girl is like a melody. Especially when her hair is soft and shining, like that of Mr. Loris Petto, college student from West Hartford, Connecticut. After using Fitch Cream Shampoo, Dolores wrote, "My hair was the kind that never rated a second look. That was before I tried Fitch Cream Shampoo. Since I've been using Fitch, my hair is delightfully soft and gleams with highlights. Whether I wash my hair at home or go to a beauty shop, Fitch Cream Shampoo is the only shampoo for me." Right, Dolores. Fitch is the only shampoo for you and countless other girls who have discovered how this shampoo leaves hair caressably soft, shining as though it had been brushed and brushed and brushed. So try Fitch Cream Shampoo. You'll discover that glamorous new look of softer, shinier hair. Fitch is made with two special beauty aids, lanolin and olive oil. Lanolin is used to soften the hair. Olive oil is used to bring out sparkling highlights. Fitch is economical, too. Compare the size of the jar. Compare its low cost. At drug or toilet goods counters, buy Fitch Cream Shampoo for softer, shinier hair.
The F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Gloria Blondell, Lynn Whitney, Walter Scharf and his music, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Last week, Alice's brother William came to live with the Harrises while he was looking for a new apartment. Yesterday, he found one, much to Phil's relief. And now, as we look into the Harris home, we find William thanking Alice for putting him up.
Alice, I want you to know how I appreciate your hospitality.
Oh, don't mention it, William. Phil and I were happy to have you. Phil said what... Oh, here he is now. Hello, Phil.
Hiya, beautiful. Come here, you blonde bundle of dynamite, and tell me how much
Good
you...
Good morning, Philip.
Get your head out of the way, Willie. I'm trying to kiss my wife. What are you doing here anyway? I thought you found a new apartment.
Oh, I did. In fact, I'm on my way over there now. Mm-hmm. Well, Alice, thank you for your dinner invitation, dear. I'll be over at 7. Au revoir, Philip.
Au revoir. He didn't even say goodbye. There goes an exciting personality. He has all the appeal of a cold codfish ball. That brother of yours. Alice, why did you have to ask him over for dinner? We got rid of him. He's such a dull character.
Oh, William isn't dull, Phil. You just don't understand him. Basically, he's a regular guy, but he just doesn't know how to express himself. On the surface, he's dignified and aloof, but he's different underneath.
Yeah, underneath, he's a seething mass of nothing.
Now, Phil, you're too impatient with William. You could help him if you tried.
I could help him. How?
Well, when he comes over for dinner tonight, I want you to try to get him out of his shell.
All right, give me a lobster fork and I'll get to work on him. Or maybe I can steam him open like a clam. I'll try anything.
Be serious, Phil. He really needs someone to draw him out. Perhaps if he met the right girl, it might change his whole outlook.
Yeah. You might have something there, but where can you find a girl who'd want to go out with him steady? Do you know anyone?
No, all my girlfriends are married. Maybe you know some nice-looking girl, Phil.
Yeah, I could call... Oh, no, you don't. You ain't gonna... I got my foot out of that just in time, didn't I? No, sir. You know, I haven't seen any other girl since the day we got married.
Oh, I know that, Phil.
For the last 7 years, I've been running with blinkers on.
Oh, stop complaining. Every horse should win a purse like you did.
Yeah. No, but look, honey, I'll agree with you. I could help Willie get a date if I still had that little black book I used to have before we were married. If you hadn't have been so jealous and taken it away from me, I could...
Oh, I wasn't jealous. I said I'd keep it for you forever, and I did.
Well, good. Where's the book?
The ashes are in that urn on the mantel. But look, Phil, if William had a date, I think
Mama
it would...
Mama Smith, I bring you groceries and... Oh, hello, soulmate.
Hello, Julius.
Hiya, kid.
Gee, you look entrancing today. You look prettier every time I see you. How do you do it?
I take care of myself. Now, run along, Junior, will you? Beat it. Hey, Alice, I don't know where we can find a girl to go out with Willie.
Oh, you want a girl to go out with your brother-in-law?
Yeah. Do you know of anyone, kid?
Sure. How about my old maid aunt? She'll go out with anybody. Yeah, for years, the family's been trying to palm her off on some unsuspecting guy.
Now, just a minute. That's not the kind of girl I want for my brother.
Oh, she ain't bad looking, Miss Faye.
What does she look like?
Well, she looks like me, only I'm prettier.
You're prettier than she is?
Yeah, but she's more distinguished looking. She's got a mustache.
Well, tell her to wax it and we'll have Willie take her out formal.
She and your brother would make a good couple, Miss Faye. You know, she's looking for a husband.
Oh, she's anxious to get married?
Is she anxious? She dreams of orange blossoms so much she sleeps with a smudge pot at the foot of her bed.
I'm sorry, Julius, but I don't think William would like her.
Well, how can you tell without seeing her? I tell you what, I'll bring her around tomorrow morning and you can look for yourself.
You mean they let her out in broad daylight?
Only when there's a low fog. Well, I gotta be getting back to the market. So long.
So long, kid.
She must be a strange-looking woman.
Yeah, but you can't tell. Maybe Willie would like that type.
Oh, stop it, Phil. This is important. Oh, wait a minute. How about little Alice's teacher, Miss Miller?
Well, is she pretty?
No, she's not pretty. But she's the right type. She's just like William.
That's a nasty thing to say about a member of your own sex.
Look, Phil, I have an idea. You go over to the school and invite Miss Miller over here for dinner this evening, and I'll...
Now, wait a minute, Alice. Wait a minute. I ain't going over to no school. I wouldn't know how to act or what to say. I haven't talked to a school teacher since I was in... Come to think of it, I never talked to a school teacher.
Give William a chance to get acquainted with her. Please do it for me. Won't you, Phil?
All right. When you look at me like that, how can I refuse? I got to go upstairs and change my clothes. Now, what do you wear when you go to school? What do kids wear? No, I'd feel awful silly in Bobby socks and a sloppy Joe sweater. I bet I look cute, though. I don't know. Why do I have to bother getting Willie a date? Gee whiz, you'd think it's somebody.
I hope William really likes Miss Miller. Wouldn't it be wonderful if he fell for her the way I fell for Phil the first time I met him? I just looked at him and something inside of me seemed to say, you were meant for me. I was meant for you. Nature patterned you, and when she was done, you were all the sweet things rolled up in one. You're like a plaintive melody that never lets me free. For I'm content, the angels must have sent you, and they meant you just for me.
You were meant for me. I was meant for you.
Nature patterned you, and when she was done, you were all the sweet things rolled up in one. You're like a plaintive melody that never lets me free. For I'm content,
angels must have sent you, and they meant you just for me.
Well, Alice, I'm all set to go over and see Miss Miller.
Now, Phil, when you talk to her, remember she's a school teacher, so watch your grammar.
There ain't nothing wrong with my grammar. When I want to lay it on, sister, I can really make with that King's English jive. I'll set it in there pretty good. Don't worry, I'll talk to her all right.
Now, look, don't talk to her too long, or you'll set education back 50 years.
Stop worrying, honey. I'll handle it. I'll see you later. Don't know why I have to go over to school anyway. Why can't Willie make his own dates? You'd think that at his age...
Hiya, Curly.
Oh, hiya, Frankie.
Where you going?
I'm going to school.
Oh. Can I carry your books?
Look, cut the comedy, will you? I'm going over to school to see if I can get Willie a date with a teacher.
Oh, play it Cupid for Willie, huh? Look, Curly, why get him a school teacher? I know a lot of dames, and they're very charming creatures.
That's the trouble. They're creatures. I'm looking for a girl. Come on, Frankie. As long as you're here, you can drive me over to school. Come on.
Curly, I still don't see why you had to come to school to get a date. I could have gotten
you... Will you please be quiet, Frankie? Now, Alice wants Miss Miller, and that's that. And look, Frankie, watch how you act here.
I went to school, you know. I know how to act. Funny-looking school. Something missing. No bars on the windows.
This ain't the kind of school you went to. I wonder where we can find Miss Miller.
I don't know. Let's go over to the warden's office and find out.
Hey, look, lay off, will you? Now, keep quiet a minute. I'll ask this lady over here. Pardon me, madam. Where can I find Miss Miller?
I'm Miss Miller. What can I do for you, sir?
I'm little Alice's father.
Oh, you're the one.
Yeah, you see, I'm the one that signs her report cards every month.
How do you do, Mr. X?
Mr. X!
All right, all right. Stop knocking yourself out, Remley. Pardon us. I'm sorry, Miss Miller. I want you to meet my friend, Frankie Remley.
How do you do, Mr. Remley?
Hi. Nice little primary school you have here. Do you use the progressive or the outmoded departmental systems of learning?
Oh, are you familiar with the various educational systems?
Natch. Education's right up my alley.
I beg your pardon.
He said he got his education up an alley. You little card, why don't you stop trying to impress the teacher?
I'm not trying to impress her, I'm just telling the truth. Being a college man, I naturally know these things.
Yeah. Oh, you're a college man, Mr. Remley.
Ain't it obvious? I don't like to brag, but I just got my master's degree.
Oh, really? On what did you write your thesis?
My what's-es?
You heard the lady. Go ahead. Tell her about your thesis.
Oh, thesis?
Yeah.
I wrote a very interesting paper. You must have read it. It's titled, How to Make a Three-Cushion Billiard Shot with an Unchalked Cue.
A thesis on billiards?
Sir, tell him what? I always pick unusual subjects. You should have seen the one that won me my Ph.D.
Ph.D.? Doctor of Philosophy?
No, Ph.D. Pimlico, Hylia, and Delmar.
I'm afraid you two are wasting my time with your nonsense. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go back to my classroom.
But, Miss...
Good day.
But, Miss Miller, I was going to ask you... Oh, Frankie, now you did it again. Now I'll never get her a date with Willie. What?
Why are you so anxious to get Willie a date, anyway?
Wait a minute. Will you listen to me a minute? Can't you see?
What?
Well, if she meets the right girl, or if he meets the right girl, maybe he'll get married and I'll get him out of my hair. He won't be hanging around the house all the time.
Oh, you want him to get married, huh? That's what you want. I know just the kind of girl he'll fall for. I got several of them. I'll look at my little black book.
You got a little black book?
Yeah.
Frankie, a word of warning. If you ever get married, have it fireproof.
Would Willie prefer a redhead, a blonde, or a brunette?
Blonde, brunette, so what's the difference? Just pick out one that's dignified and has a good family background.
Please, these girls are all dignified and they all come from good families. Let's see now. I could get him Boo Boo Latour. No, she can't make it for dinner. She has to be on the runway at 8 o'clock. Maybe I better get him Minnie the Muscle. No, she's in Ecuador working as a sand hog.
You sure know a nice group of women, and I use the word loosely.
Wait a minute, Curly. I got just a girl. She's a very charming person. She's a college girl.
College girl?
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, that sounds good for Willie, huh? Well, tell me, what kind of a girl is she? I mean, what's she like?
I don't know too much about her. She refuses to go out with me.
That's the best recommendation yet. Now, do you think you can get her to come over to the house tonight?
Oh, I'm positive. I'll go and arrange it now, and I'll be at your house with her at 7.
Okay, Frankie, and I'll go home now and tell Alice. Now, wait a minute. Are you sure this girl went to college?
Sure, I'm sure. You can stop worrying. She's a very intelligent girl. I'll see you later.
Okay. Gee whiz. Won't it be wonderful if this girl is all Frankie says she is? And I can marry Willie off to her? Gee whiz, if he marries her, I'll give him a nice wedding present. A one-way ticket to the Belgian Congo. That'd be a good place for him. He'd fit in there just like a glove. Each morning, a missionary advertised with neon signs. He tell the native population that civilization is fine.
And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree.
That civilization is the thing for me to see. But bonga, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Bingo, bangle, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go.
Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, he makes it clear.
That no matter how they coach me, I'll stay right here. I look through a magazine, the missionary's wife can see. I see how people who are civilized bang you with automobiles.
At the movies they have got to pay many coconuts to see.
Uncivilized pictures that the newsreel takes of me. So, bonga, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Bingo, bangle, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no jailhouse, shotgun, fish hooks, golf clubs, penthouse, bathtubs, streetcars, taxis, noise in my ear.
So no matter how they coax me,
I'll stay right here. They have things like the atom bomb, so I think I'll stay where I am.
Civilization, I'll stay right here.
I'm sorry Miss Miller couldn't come for dinner. Phil, are you sure this girl Frankie's bringing over is the right type?
Oh, sure, honey. She's a very intelligent college girl. You'll see for yourself. She'll be here soon.
I wish you hadn't done this, Philip. I'm not in the least bit interested. What does she look like?
Oh, gee whiz, Willie, you're going to love her. According to Frankie, she has beautiful red hair.
How's the figure?
Well, it's the kind of hair that shimmers in the moonlight like burnished gold.
Yes, but what about a figure?
Her hair hangs down over her shoulders in billowy waves. It's sort of like...
Never mind the roof. How's the foundation?
For a guy that ain't interested, he sure knows what part of the blueprint to look at. Now, look, Willie, if you insist on knowing about her figure, I'll describe it to her. Now, stand up here close. She has a very slender, willowy figure with a swan-like neck that rests on soft white shoulders, which in the moonlight...
Hold it, Buster! Hold it! Keep holding it! You never saw this girl before. How can you go ahead
well,
and...
Well, I just... Uh-oh. That must be Frankie and the girl now. Now, get ready, everybody. I'll let them in. Hello, Frankie.
Hiya, Curly. Well, I brought her. Here she is.
Well. Well.
Yeah, ain't she? Audrey, I want you to meet Curly.
How do you do?
Well. Well.
Yeah, ain't I?
So this is my day.
Well, not so fast, you see.
I've heard of heavenly men, but this is Gabriel in person.
Oh, but miss, you misunderstand.
Oh,
you see,
you're cute. And you're handsome, too.
But miss, I am.
You certainly are.
You're right, Frankie. She's a very intelligent girl.
This is going to be a very pleasant evening.
Look, Audrey, don't be over-anxious. This guy ain't the
you
one...
You can go now, Frankie. We won't need you any longer. Shall we go into dinner, good-looking? I'll just slip my arm in yours like this and put my head on your shoulder.
Hey, wait a minute. Take it easy, baby. Take it easy. I know it's tough, but control yourself. Hey, look, baby, you better get your head off my shoulder because I'm not...
Oh, Phil, was that Frankie? Well. Well.
Yeah, ain't they?
What's the meaning
of
this?
Nothing, honey, nothing. It's not what you think. Audrey, I want you to meet Mrs. Harris.
Hello.
How do you do, Mrs. Harris? You know, handsome, you have a fairly young-looking mother.
Mother? Let me at her. Let me at her.
Hey, take it easy now, Iris.
I am not
take
his mother.
Easy.
I'm not his mother. I happen to be his wife.
His wife? Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Harris. I thought he was my day.
Yeah,
oh.
She got a little confused. This is leap year, and she's jumping to conclusions.
Yeah. Hey, Audrey, this fella coming in is your date, this fella right here. Hey, Willie.
Yes?
Willie, come in here. Hey, Willie, I want you to meet Audrey.
Hello, William.
How do you do, miss? This is indeed a pleasure.
Shall we go into dinner?
Yeah, let's all go in and eat.
May I take your arm, William?
Very well, if you insist. My, I feel so silly.
Hey, Alice, she seems to like Willie pretty well.
Yeah, she seemed to like you a lot better.
Well, can you blame her? If you could have an atom bomb, would you settle for a soggy firecracker?
I did.
That was a swell dinner, Alice. How do you think Willie and Audrey are getting along?
Terrible, terrible. He's too darn shy.
Oh, I don't know, Phil. I heard him ask her for a date tomorrow.
Some date. He asked her if she'd like to go to the museum and see some etchings.
He's going to take her to the museum to show her etching?
Oh, what a sneaky approach.
Where are they now?
He's got her in a den showing her card tricks. At the rate he's going, it'll take us 20 years to get them married.
Married? Phil, you can't rush these things. It takes time.
Not if you know how to handle it. All we got to do is to steer Willie's mind in that direction with a few hints.
But you have to be subtle about this.
Yeah, well, leave it to Curly and me. We know how to be subtle, huh?
Quiet, Frankie. Now, here they come. Yeah. Now, don't worry, Alice. We'll just drop a few delicate hints.
May Audrey and I join you in here?
Why, of course.
Hey, don't they make a lovely couple as they walk in together?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to join... And I now pronounce you man and wife. Congratulations, Willie, and here's two tickets to the Belgian Congo. Your boat sails in an hour. Bon voyage.
Don't forget
bon
the
voyage.
Right.
Now, wait a minute.
Bon voyage.
Wait a minute. Are you people trying to marry me off?
Well, we kind of thought that you liked Willie, and he's a good catch, and he's
Thank you, but I'm not interested. I wouldn't marry this square for all the money in the world. Tonight.
But, Audrey, what about our date tomorrow? Oh, dear, she walked out on me.
Well, no wonder. You're as romantic as a four-way coal tablet. I give up, Alice. The guy's hopeless.
He talks to a dame like he was a college professor explaining the theory of relativity. Curly, leave me alone with him for a few minutes and I'll straighten him out. Willie, come in the den with me. I'm going to tell you how to talk to women. You got to have a hep lingo, man.
Frankie's been in there talking to William for an hour. I wonder how he's doing.
Don't worry about Frankie, honey. You break Willie down and have him acting like a human being.
Here they come, Phil.
Yeah. Well, Frankie, how'd you do? How'd you make out with Willie?
You know, Philip, the theory of relativity is a very interesting question. And now I must toddle along and peruse it further.
Frankie!
Good night, Philip.
Phil will be back in just a moment. There's no excuse for dandruff.
Right. There's no excuse for dandruff.
Almost everyone has dandruff at one time or another. But there's no excuse for dandruff. That's because it can be removed so easily and completely with Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Leading medical authorities say there are two kinds of dandruff. One is loose and flaky. It's the unsightly kind. The kind you can see. The other clings to the scalp. It's the invisible, irritating kind, the kind you can feel. If your present shampoo is doing only half the job, remember, Fitch removes both kinds completely. Be free of unsightly dandruff. Be free of invisible, irritating dandruff. Yes, be free of all embarrassing dandruff with Fitch.
Fitch is the only shampoo made that's guaranteed to remove dandruff with the first application. And the Fitch guarantee is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms.
Remember, there's no excuse for dandruff. So switch to Fitch. At drug counters, barber, and beauty shops, ask for Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo.
Willie, why did you have to be so stuffy with Audrey? Don't you know how to be romantic with dames?
I was romantic, Philip. When we were in the den, I sat down on the divan right next to her. My shoulder was touching hers, and then the beast in me came out. And I leaned over and I took her hand in mine.
And then what?
Is there more?
Thank you, Errol Flynn.
Tune in next week when the F.W. Fitch Company again brings you The Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This program was written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet and directed by Paul Phillips. Alice Faye appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. The part of Frankie was played by Elliot Lewis.
Have a while, let a song be your style, you Fitch shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair, you Fitch.
Girls, for softer, shinier hair, use Fitch's new cream shampoo. It's made with both lanolin and olive oil. Lanolin to soften, olive oil for sparkling highlights. Try Fitch Cream Shampoo. Bill Foreman speaking.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.